Before we get to Sean Streiff really quickly, I'm going to spin something around, Danny. We could talk more about this later in the show, but okay. I want your live reaction. These are the uniforms that Central Michigan, the Chippewas,
okay.
which is a Native American mascot for the Central Michigan football team, these are their new uniforms that they've decided to go with.
Okay.
I'm going to show these to you. I want your natural live reaction on air. I've tweeted these images at Grant H. Paulson. You can go look at these if you'd
like. I've purposely not seen it yet.
So, Danny Ruye, I want your reaction. This is the Central Michigan Chippewas.
Those are the Redskins jerseys. That's Redskins jerseys. Those are Redskins jerseys. That's a Redskins jersey. With the stripe on the damn helmet. Everything from the trim to the... No!
The C, which could be Commander C. The cool C with a burgundy and gold helmet. And then I've got one more. This is the one that ricked me the most. Not that one. This one.
No. That's Ron Middleton in the early 90s.
All it is this team with a Native American mascot.
They could do this?
Just got the... Now, there's no Native American headdress, right? There's no emblem, logo, whatever. They have a different kind of C, which is cooler than the Block W. But I digress. They literally just went into closets in Ashburn and found old jerseys and said, here's our new rebrand. And they did the Jason Wright thing where they have this backstory on what the burgundy means and what the gold means and why they went this route and what the history is and all these different things. What they should have just done is put out a press release saying, dude, the Redskins jerseys were awesome. We really liked them. And now, since they don't use them, we figured somebody should.
I'm not even talking about the Native American element of it, where it's like, they get to do that? I don't even mean that. I mean, I was told that that burgundy wasn't available.
Well, you see that when you do the web coloring with your RGB and then the what goes up?
No, that was the color all along. If the stupid college that's going to win four games can do it, and you told me for years it's the lying. It was the lying
These
that
are
I can't
Adidas,
handle.
Though. These are Adidas.
I don't give a buttered you-know-what what they are.
Right, but my point is maybe with the whatever they're using now, Fanatics or something, maybe the color gradient is not the same. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not yelling at you. I promise I'm not yelling at you. But I'm looking at you and yelling, so it feels like I'm yelling at you. I'm yelling at the lying. The fact that that was there and existed and this little podunk school can do it, the sixth best school in Michigan can do it, rot in a terrible place.
I think you're sleeping on the Chippewas part.
Fine. I'm not trying to kick a hornet's nest with the argument. I care about the burgundy of lies. That's what I care about. That wasn't available to me. It's all I want. You told me that's what was going to happen, and that didn't happen. And now I got to go to,
it's a special occasion. They'll win it twice this year
with the all-black uniforms because they're Arizona State alternates. Poop. Fart noise. Crap.
Go look at this. Central Michigan, New Jersey. It's at Grant H. Paulson if you want to see. I'd throw them all together, but they're out there online wherever you want to find them. Or you could just close your eyes and picture the Redskins that you grew up with.
Remember when they were good? They looked like that.
And I'll just tell you, I'll save you some time. Those are the jerseys.